am now muting my
mic. Nice yawning there to get ready for robots. That really gives me an idea of how excited you are.
Hmm. 21 seconds of that. That's hilarious. Doop! Alright. Fucking robots.
Ugh. Yeah, I didn't mean to start another stream, but I was eating a sandwich and I accidentally hit the button not realizing, so let me finish my sandwich.
Nom 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 nom.
Seth can finish his sandwich, that's fine. We gotta wait for people to get in here anyways.
I'm gonna go and fix this anyhow. Okay, this is now.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Gotta change that tag.
Not a whole lot of people in here. I'm surprised.
I just re-upped over to Facebook, being like, hey, here's part two for the robots.
It's like, damn. A lot of people weren't excited for these robots, apparently.
Well,
everybody probably stopped in thinking we were doing Kamen Rider, because that's what we were supposed to do, until we realized...
found out that it was all working. Night,
yeah, it wasn't working.
Yep.
But it's fine. The picture hunting team said that they'd get on it, so they'll get on it. I'm going to get on packing my smoke so I can get my smoke on.
See, I'm going to be fully honest. I'm kind of glad we're not doing build this week.
I see.
Just because they kept going, oh yeah, it's going to be super long. It's ridiculous. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, I know.
Not birthday weekend, please.
I know, but we did merciful. Promise. We did promise that we would get done with all of the backlog of Kamen Rider, so that way then once we're all caught up...
We are close to finishing.
Yep. We are. We're nearing that out, really.
Yep. And then that way then we can move on to the DVD reviews for Lost Galaxy, which I'm actually looking forward to. I love our big, giant...
Yes, Bronin, I am a hater. When there's forms on forms on forms on forms on forms, it gets old really quick.
Yep.
Okay, the Sentai Review, episode 211, Leo Soga, Mecha Review.
Do this. With bees.
So, here we are, not with bees, because my house has hornets, not bees. I have ground bees, but they're in the front lawn over by the stump, and they only sting me when I mow the lawn.
It's true.
Yep.
Are they murder hornets?
Not yet, but I expect they will be soon enough.
Yep.
Because I don't know what it is. I think it's because I live by a brush. Every year we have hornets and we have bees. Every year, without fail. There's nothing we can do about it.
Oh, and those asshole stink bugs that like to bite my fucking feet.
Yes. Yeah, we get them from the brush. So, because I'm surrounded by it, we get those bugs. So I have to buy, like, a fucking... smoke them out. What the fuck? So just, like, set fire to the brush that surrounds my house? What the fuck?
Yes.
He kind of can't. That's owned by the city.
Yeah.
He will go to jail. Burn that bitch down, Bill. Burn that mother to the ground.
Although, to be fair, I mean, I suppose you could always call Ducky, because doesn't he work for pest control?
There's stuff that I'm going to start buying that helped me. Remember when I lived by the lake? There was a type of spray that it cost me a little bit, but if I went around the house, it removed all the spiders from my house and created like an unseen barrier where they wouldn't come into the house anymore. So I'm going to have to start doing that now that I live by a brush. But that has nothing to do with this shitty robot. So let's talk about this shitty robot. Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth level smoking.
What Scott action jokes.
That blasted my ass off. Let's go.
We have to have some fun before we get into. I changed my foot into a hand. I changed my hand into a dick.
I see that shit coming. I very much see that shit coming because it's the standard for robots now.
All right, here we go.
Bye,
I'm
Chad.
Smoke too.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Fusion
Zords.
Oh, God. Ugh. Oh, there's only three. Thank God.
That we know of.
There's kind of three different listings, but...
Don't give a shit. Click them.
Okay.
Oh, my God! That is fucking awful! Oh, my God!
Connected. Look, it's got a big space in the center.
Yeah, because it probably splits to become like the shoulders or some such shit.
It's okay, CG. They could just put it as a full thing.
So this was the Cosmic Raptor, and the next one is the Shadow Raptor.
Which is the left side.
Next is Shining Raptor.
Neat.
You showed me three forms of shit.
Okay, we are off to a great start. This is truly what we were looking for in our lives. If you have any kind of troubles, if you thought, fuck this guy, we are off to a really, really rough start. Rate that guy, Cosmic Raptor.
Two.
One. It's not even counting as a robot guy, so one.
It is a robot. Look at it.
I'll give it a
It's an awful robot. You could probably get him from a McDonald's Happy Meal back in the fucking 80s, but it is a robot.
Oh, I might just bring back the list.
Did you say 0.5 or
1.5? 1.5, Seth.
Okay. Dude, this don't is you try to put awful. That evil this on me. This is a fucking one, yeah.
I'll be nice enough to give it the 0.5 added on to the one.
I'm going to give it a 1, but we'll see what happens.
Ramp up your fear, because that is a horrible start.
1.3 to start it.
The
groundwork is laid.
Whatever. Oh, God, this has three different things, too. What the fuck?
Is that a pterodon?
Yeah, pterodon.
The fuck? These are parts of the robot.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, these are the Zords.
Just like all the other Zords have a Tyrannosaurus or a Brachiosaur.
Wait. I thought we just did the Megazord score, not the parts.
No, it depends on how things happen. There's times, like, remember when we had 35 individual animals and they all came together to swap arms and everything? Because we had to look at the alligator, had to look at the zebra, we've done this
next.
Before, too.
Yep.
Yeah, this is nothing new.
Next. What the... Isn't this...
Boy, he really changes, doesn't he?
isn't that the Rex from Time Force?
No, it's just amazing what a haircut will do for you these days.
No, the Quantum Source.
Right? Oh, great. I just realized somebody's mowing their lawn and my windows are open. Awesome.
Let's ignore him, because obviously he shouldn't fucking be here.
I'm going to have to relocate.
One.
I'm assuming people can hear lawnmower.
I don't hear it.
No, I don't hear nothing.
Oh, you don't hear lawnmower?
So far, I don't hear it.
Oh, well, I mean, if you guys aren't hearing it, then
We'll let you know if it becomes an issue, but I'm not hearing anything.
No, if it does, I'll just mute, because honestly, I don't feel like sitting in my cold-ass living room.
So this fucking Paramigo, or whatever the fuck he is...
I'm presuming it's Tiramigo, because it's supposed
Tiramigo, I'll agree, that's what he is right now. He's still a fucking Happy Meal toy... But he seems like the Happy Meal toy I might have wanted in my little plastic bag hidden under my fries. So he gets a two.
Yeah, two.
I'll give it a two. I guess.
All right, what you got, Shane?
I said a one.
Okay, I missed it.
Shane is like, fuck these guys.
Well, we'll see if they go. I'm waiting to see it.
Spino Thunder.
They're all fucking Happy Meal toys or really shitty Lego sets.
Gets a one.
Dime Volcano.
Yeah, it's a really bad Lego set. You can even see the Lego piece.
Mosorex.
Gets a one.
Spino Thunder.
Oh my god, this is
one. Horrible.
You know what? I think I'm starting to drop into the ones also.
When you get into the CGI, either the CGI is going to be good or it's going to be bad.
Leaving it at a two.
To me, it's going to be shit until it comes up with an actual Megazord, so...
That's not true. I can't do that. That's way too biased. I like the Tyrannosaurus in the original Mighty Morphin, and I liked the Sabertooth Tiger in the original Mighty Morphin. I liked how that stood on its own. And then later on, when we got the Wolf and the Ninja, I liked how that stood on its own. Individual Zords can be cool. That's a bias.
Yeah, the Red Dragon Zord is awesome.
Yeah, the Red Dragon Zord is fucking amazing. It stands on its own.
So does the...
Yeah, but a lot of these don't.
Voltron is nothing but five lions, and each lion is cool on its own.
I thought they were a tiger.
It's true that the Megazord is the big show... But Zords on their own can be cool. They don't all have to be fucking sad-ass... the fuck are those stupid-ass things you guys like?
Oh, the shitty Daleks with their toilet pleasers?
Yeah, they don't all have to be shitty Daleks that are tugged around by a fucking Minotaur.
Okay, if it's not a Megazord coming up, I'm giving it a zero. That's simple.
That's biased, but move on.
Okay.
Just calling it out like it is. It's bias. That means the Tyrannosaurus gets a one.
I don't give a shit at this point.
That's fine. I'm just calling it out.
Well, either way, it's 1.2.
Let's continue.
You can move on. I don't know what you're waiting on.
Okay, King.
Fuck, what the hell does that say?
Kishu
Ryu.
He's so tiny. I should probably make that bigger.
Oh, here we go.
I got nothing. It's a bore fest for me.
Next.
720p, it has to be a good fucking picture. I can't see it through the transfer.
Big ass monster is fine here. Next.
Almost looks like a Godzilla fucking enemy.
Doing a rider kick.
Oh no. It is Tokyo.
Next.
Kick you. He shoots a lot of different beams.
Yep.
Still doesn't make you cool.
Next. Did Shane just say still doesn't make him cool?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that's what he said, but it was really quiet. It
still doesn't make you cool.
Next. What the fuck?
He's in space.
Yep.
Space Scott.
Alright, that's it for
this thing.
I'm going to be honest with you, and this is the truth. When we had the original Zords, they were figures. We already knew that. And they didn't look too bad. Because they were figures. And they were just, you know, how they filmed it made it look like they were big. When we started to get to the CGI of the mechs, that's when it started to really... In my opinion, tank when the Megazords, because they all look stupid. CGI, because it's a TV show, it's low budget, I get it. you're not going to have the most fantastic CGI ever. But at the same time, I've seen better CGI mechs in this one. So this one's going to go on my list. So yeah, zero.
Two.
That's a Christmas gift.
Yeah, I agree. You're passing out Christmas after the way you hated on single Zords. This guy gets a one. He's fucking awful. This is a CGI debauchery. It's fucking monster. Look, here's the thing that
drives. If it was Christmas, that'd be a five. That'd be a Christmas.
No. Two is being way gracious. It is. Look, when you go to CGI, the thing that pisses me off is we could have put this motherfucker in a foam suit in real life and filmed him like a Godzilla movie for probably less than the CGI costs. And that because they want to fucking stroke their CGI dicks now here in this day and age, they decided to make him CGI with no practical purpose whatsoever. This guy is fucking garbage. From top to bottom, he looks bad, he moves shitty, he's fucking unrealistic to a ridiculous point. He looks worse than some of the shit. Have you ever bought knockoff fucking toys? Have you ever bought a knockoff toy like you thought the Knights of Ronin or whatever were really cool, and then you found one of those motherfuckers at a dollar store that was a knockoff version of it, and you bought it and realized instantly why it was knockoff? That's what these fucking CGI Zords look like.
I agree. These things, you gotta look back even in the old Godzilla movies back in the '50s look better than this. And that's the '50s. They didn't have CGI. They had a guy in a costume. And I was reading the chat. Where's that? Andy says that Bioman BioRobo is great, and that was in the '80s. So you can look back at the '90s, the '80s. We've seen the mechs, and they were still way better than this CGI shit.
This guy looks awful.
I gave the individuals a one because they were already bad.
And they were all bad. And coming together did them literally no fucking favors at all.
No, in this case, usually if you bring them together,
they let their fucking powers combined and formed Captain Failure.
Yes. So, and look at his fucking feet. Let me just look at his fucking feet, man. What the fuck is that? What is that? Is he on
That's
treads?
His fucking clown shoes.
I can't tell if he's on treads or not. Like, he has tank treads underneath his fucking feet. That's retarded. You're dumb. You get a zero. Enjoy.
Either way, I'm at a 1.5. Nick, what do you got? Uh-oh.
1.5.
Man, you should have stayed helping your grandmother put curtains on the wall, because you didn't want to see this shit anyway, man.
That's probably more fun.
Okay, 1.2.
Middle man just came back, and he's like, oh, yeah, I had to go. Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. I came back.
All right, Kishi Ryu Jun, or whatever the fuck.
Only four picks? I'm thinking that that's not... I'm thinking that's a bad guy.
I don't know. He's kind of cool looking.
Next.
Well, we know that some of the bad guys can turn to Zord size.
Right.
So far, it's in the dark.
There.
And, yeah, he's not CGI. It's a dude in a suit.
Next. Yeah.
That helps a lot.
It's
because there's something about CGI is fucking pointless.
For this, yes, I completely agree with you. When it comes to...
If you want to touch up their attacks with CGI,
now that
makes sense with me.
Now that
if you want to modify some of the intricacies of the Zord with CGI, that makes sense to me. But these things should always be actual fucking things. Because that it's the aesthetic of the show. It has been since the beginning.
Yeah, got it.
And I don't care that technology constantly moves forward. Part of what tokusatsu is these suits. And once you get rid of that, once you're done, once you move on and everything's just a CGI fest, it changes what it was to begin with.
And
then you're just moving into a new thing altogether.
And what's that old saying? If it ain't broke, don't fix it?
Right.
It was never broke to begin with, so they didn't need to CGI it.
Well, you might break the suit, but that's about it.
But...
well, that's what duct tape is for.
And, yeah, and they used duct tape. Lord Zedd's fucking staff had duct tape on it.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
So, they did... and you know what? That's fine.
Hey, I'm back.
I don't know why, because I know that this is not a high-budget show.
Right.
So, it doesn't bother me that he had to have duct tape on his staff. Fine. I know what I'm getting myself into when I watch this. But, now, this picture right here... yeah, I think this is the last one. This picture right here looks a little CGI to me.
Yeah. But like I said, I don't mind if they touch up areas with CGI, but if it's a real suit, that's like, better.
That gold thing on his back, or on his shoulder, whatever, I can't tell.
Yeah,
that thing looks CGI. The rest of them look like a guy in a suit. The swords kind of look CGI-ish to me, or they just look really fucking...
no, they just look really cheap, because everything... I don't understand how they managed to do this, but as they got more money to do these shows, and as technology got more sophisticated, they decided to make it look more like a toy all the time.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry, man. I grew up in the 90s watching Power Rangers, and those weapons looked like real weapons.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure, like you look at the Power Axe and you could tell it's bullshit.
Yes.
But there was something more visceral about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at this, and it just, it looks fucking cheap. It looks like a toy. It always looks like a toy. That's why we've been coming down on the Ranger weapons lately, is because they look bullshit.
I'm going to give this, okay, listen, this guy's nowhere near as bad as the last one.
No, absolutely not. This guy has some cool features,
too. I'm going
to
give him a 3, because I said so.
Because he said so. Okay, Stone Cold, calm your tits.
Now I'm going to give it a 3.16.
No, I got it. I'm at a 3.5.
Yeah, this dude is fine. This dude's a 3.2. He's fine.
He's basic.
3.3. 3.4.
That's fine. I mean...
just to kind of round it out a little bit.
3.312 or a 3.31. Moving the fuck on.
Alright, next up is Kishiryu Neptune.
Give me some more disappointment.
And Neptune.
Oh, don't worry. Disappointment's on its way, I'm sure.
I need a better picture to really grasp.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Next.
Okay, CGI.
That does look cool.
Yeah. Next.
I'm not considering say every single mech in CGI looks awful, because they don't. Some of
that
them
does
awful.
Not look cool.
No, that looks dumb. What is he like going warp speed on waves?
Yes.
Yeah, well, sure, why not?
He's Neptune. He's kind of like Poseidon, king of the sea.
Oh, he looks like he's going warp. Tornado strike. Okay.
That's better. That's neat.
Yep. He is going warp.
Yeah.
Next.
See, like, this kind of stuff is fine. If you want to CGI the attacks, I understand that.
That part you kind of have to, in a way, I think.
But this is a guy in a suit.
Next.
There are times that you can see it.
That one is definitely a guy in a suit.
Yeah, that's a guy. That's a practical thing.
Yes.
And it looks pretty fucking cool.
I might be Neptune. See.
People keep screaming in the chat that they're all suits, and if they're all suits, that makes it worse. Because some of the ones that we kept saying were CGI were all in suits.
No, almost all the attacks are CGI.
Yeah, but they're all trying to say everything has been a suit.
Well, this guy is a suit.
Yeah, it's that one is a suit. It just doesn't look like that great.
He looks fine to me. I'll give him a 3.5.
3.
Yeah, I'll agree. 3.2.
There are times I feel like this guy looks really cool, and then you go to this picture, and I have to think I'm wrong.
It's one of those things where you had to see him in motion to really...
He's got this really cool aesthetic, like when he's standing there and the waves are going up and shit, and he's, like, you see him from the side, and he's got this cool, like, alligator-esque thing that's, like, its mouth is open, and that works as, like, his side... It's neat.
It makes me wonder if one
He's like a big Leviathan-esque thing.
It makes me wonder if one of those singular mechs, kind of like how the Red Dragon can turn into its own fighting form, or how the White Tiger can turn into the fighting form. It makes me wonder if some of these singular ones can turn into a singular fighter.
Fuck. Damn it. Three 3.4. I would have given him a 4. I honestly would have, because there's certain moments in those pictures that he looked really fucking good.
So this man is a 3.32, moving on.
So far, he's my favorite, but that's not hard to do right now.
Okay, the Neptune Shadow Raptor form.
God damn it, I keep trying to get away from this fucking lawnmower.
I'm not...
See, like, right there, I do not hate this design. I think when he's shot from the right angle, he looks really cool.
Next.
Now I see the raptor part.
Yeah.
I couldn't pinpoint it in the first picture.
Next.
I kind of like the purple visor eyes.
That's it.
That's it, yeah.
That's all we got.
Yep, so all we got was 3.
I'll stick 3.6.
I'll
stick with my original 3.5.
3.
Get a 3.5.
I'll bump up to the 3.6. That's actually a little cool with the changeover. Not much, but kind of. So he's a 3.44 altogether. Moving on!
Alright, next up is Kishiryuro. Oh boy.
Awesome! That's what I was waiting for. Let's do some arm changing. Let me look at this guy.
All right.
Oh my god.
That is over designed to hell and back.
Next.
Oh man.
That's looks that, more first like a off, punch.
First off, that's not a kick. Second, I know why it's not a kick, because you look like you can't move.
Third off, it's a punch.
Yeah.
I guess calling it a kick will throw the enemy off.
Beginning. I think it's the beginning of the picture. I think it becomes a kick, but I think that these suits, I'll bet you the reason there's so much CGI is because the suit was unwieldy as a motherfucker, and he probably couldn't move worth a shit.
Right.
I'll bet you they put that guy in the suit, and a lot of what he could do was stand there.
Kind of like Batman in the first movie.
Yeah. I mean, this guy does kind of remind me a little bit of Heavy Arms.
Next.
You just shit all over Heavy Arms.
No, I was mainly meaning like the red
and then
the big guns.
That part I can understand, but that
the rest of him sucks.
That is the only comparison that you can make.
Next.
I know they wore the suit. I'm saying that, but I'll bet you it was unwieldy nightmare, which is the reason for all the CGI. And there's people saying right here, yeah, the suit was so heavy, the actor could barely move. This guy pretty much just gets in a suit and does what he can do.
So he RoboCopped.
This is probably 1,000 times worse than RoboCop. I bet you this guy can't do shit.
He's going for the kneecaps here.
That's all he can really do. That thing is huge.
No, I know those aren't his hands.
Like right there. They were probably like, stand there real cool, like, we're going to blow something up behind you. Like,
then the guy in the back is like, it doesn't matter what he does, he's not cool.
No, the thing is, it's like, for a second, I know those aren't his arms, but the big chain guns on his shoulders look like he's giving like 2 thumbs up.
Right.
He's killed like, him! Yeah! So who has 2 thumbs way, way up and blew that motherfucker up?
Yep.
Well, that's it for the G-Giant Kishiryuo.
You know what? I'll give this dude a 4. Just for this picture.
Okay. I really don't like this.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't like this.
2 thumbs way, way up.
Oh, my thumbs are way, way down. I can tell. I can look right at this and see what kind of nightmare it had to be to put this guy in this thing and then be like, all right, we're going to do this scene. And then they were like, why isn't he moving?
He can't move.
It's like the chat understands me. I'm also giving it a zero.
My, Shane actually dropped a zero. See, I actually kind of dug this guy only because of that explosion picture.
I'm going two.
Because of the thumbs up?
Yeah.
It's the only thing that saved this guy.
Your definition on saving is different than mine.
Thumbs up guns. Fucking Fonzie guns up in this bitch, Shane.
I don't know. Still didn't save him. Even channeling the Fonz didn't save him. Bill's at a 0-2.
No, I gave it a 2.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Sorry.
I'll sit with Scott on this one. I think I can. He's barely fucking getting a 2 from me. I don't even know if he really deserves it. There's something very offsetting about him. I really don't think he looks that good.
Be fair, I don't like his.
And I can tell he's incredibly fucking impractical, and I'm not. I don't love the whole idea. I don't know. It's hard for me to explain. There's a difference in the way that I see this mech over what I see in something like, and I realize it's cheaper, but like there's something more exciting about watching like the actual guys in suits fight. And I could tell that this guy, if I went and looked up one of his fights right now, I'll bet you I would see an awful lot of work done to make him look like he can move better than he can actually move. Kind of like how, remember, I did not like our Dragonzord with our Megazord combination, because I thought he looked like he was an unwalkable, please don't move, I have to stab you guy.
Yeah, because his knees were fucking...
Yeah, he couldn't fucking move, and I thought he was really stupid.
I was actually comparing, when you were talking about unwieldy mechs, that's the first one that came to mind.
Right.
See, I honestly thought, when you said you would rather watch, I immediately went to paint dry.
I also think paint drying would be better.
Damn.
Hey, look at this guy. What'd this guy get?
I don't know, because I still can't score this motherfucker. Like, every time I look him over, there's parts about him I like, and there's parts about him that I absolutely hate.
Fucking Seth is conflicted. Like, give him an RPG to lead.
Pretty much. Like,
well,
okay,
by that definition, you get all the bitches. All
right, give me like 5 minutes, and I'm going to break this motherfucker completely down. So, when it comes down to it, there's way, way too much overdesign. Like, if you were to get rid of his fucking raptor bitey hands that are fucking particle cannons, he might be a little bit more okay. But then you go to the fucking shoulder cannons. That's way too fucking much. You don't need that much fucking bullshit. If it would have just been him with his fucking giant kneecap fucking spikes where he can like do a tiger uppercut and fucking knee you in the chin and drive a spike through your head like he's a Kamen Rider, okay, I might be a little bit more down. But then you get the fucking red and the blue chest piece, which doesn't need to be that fucking big in the first place. Then it also doesn't need to be red on this side and blue on this side, but then I've also got blue and fucking yellow on my head, because I can't keep a constant fucking color. Like,
this motherfucker straight ran out of breath shitting on you!
Like,
he's still not done.
No! This, like, he looks okay for the show, because we've seen how the rest of the shit looks already. But at the same time, there's too much fucking bullshit going on. Like, if you guys would have, like, toned down the colors a little bit more, like, maybe reduce the fucking ridiculous Omega Cannons that clearly can't fucking kill a motherfucker in one goddamn shot, like an Omega Cannon like that should fucking do, especially when you already have particle beam cannons on each fucking hand. Are you fucking retarded? Like, what were they thinking? 1! Fuck it! I finally came to a score! So this dumb motherfucker is a 1.8. Get him the fuck out of my screen!
Awesome.
Alright.
At least until we fucking change his foot into his cock and his arm into his fucking leg.
Right, so I'm guessing this might be his base form, the Kishi Ryu O.
Which would, well, let's look it's again. Probably going to get a good score from me.
Much better.
Much better.
Much better. That is much better.
Dino Knight Rex.
I'm down with this.
Wow, that is so much fucking better.
You see what happens?
It is infinitely better.
You see what happens when you think, when you're sitting in the,
next.
The meeting room and you're like, what should we do?
Not Dino fuck bite. Up.
No, see, what happened was, you know that picture of what should we do, and that one guy has that straight face when he says something, and then everyone looks at him angrily, and then the next panel is him getting thrown out the window? That was the last guy.
Dude, yeah. This guy looks like a combination of the original Tyrannosaurus and the Red Dragon.
We have, this one's a singular. The Tyrannosaurus looks like it's, this is the mech. So yeah, it's like the Red Dragon Zord, where it can do a fighting mode.
4.5.
I like this guy a lot.
Shit, you know what, man? I agree with Scott. 4.5.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to do that too. Right. 4.5. He has impressed me, and he had a lot to make up for, because that last thing I looked at was unappealing, to say the least. To say the most, please refer back just 3 minutes ago.
Poor motherfucker ran out of breath shitting on that dude
twice.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll agree to the 4.5.
4.4, because I don't like the Lego piece parts.
You would have to be fucking different. 4.48.
So he is winning.
That's not hard.
Okay, the Cosmic Raptor wrong. Form.
Okay, I'm still down with this.
I see the point.
We're starting to reach problems, but he doesn't look bad yet. Don't like his head. Don't like his head.
Next.
Yeah.
That's not the worst we've ever seen.
It's right. Not the worst we've ever seen. I'm not a huge fan of it, but it's...
But it's nowhere near the best we've ever seen, so he's kind of in the middle. He has an okay
next head.
Holy shit, what the fuck?
Shining
Slices? I don't know.
Maybe that's fucking cool.
I'd rather rate the monster, dude. Look at all those fucking skeletons.
We'll get to him later. Calm your tits.
Darkness.
So shining darkness. Those are the two words I've seen. Darkness doesn't, in my opinion, doesn't shine, but it's cool.
Shows what you know.
It's because it's the Cosmic Raptor. It's the shiny raptor and the darkness raptor and... Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Paladin Dark Knight combo.
Yeah.
It's the first of the Shining series, Shining in the Darkness.
That too. Dungeon Crawler. Go.
Vinny Shield.
Oh, look at that.
Next.
Alright. So there's him standing by some trees.
Okay, so see, I feel like we're getting to the point of too much shit, but he still is fine to me right now.
To be fair, all this shit is just on his shoulders and head. Everything else looks the same from the last picture.
Oh, except for the chest.
No, because they're adding, like, his chest is definitely... His chest is a little bit... I think it's a little fatter. Or maybe it's because his head...
It's the coloring on the head.
His legs are bigger, too, I think.
No, I think the legs are the same. I think what it is the coloration changed. But at least with this guy, I can give him a 4.2 because while, yes, that is a little bit extra shit on him, at the same time, at least we're not, leg go on head.
I think I'll fall down to a 4.2 with you. Maybe it's a combination of many things because his head is bigger and his head's bigger, his shoulders are bigger, his two weapons are fucking retarded size. So, like, maybe that makes me feel like he needs sturdier legs.
Right.
You know what? I am going to agree with you guys once again. That is a 4.2.
I'm going down to a 4.
And it's just
also.
Me.
Okay. Because, yeah, like I said, I mean, this is at least more like going back to basics, where basically the Zords just actually fuse together to basically augment the guy, so... Hey, wow, he's a 4.12, my old address.
Alright, dime volcano mode for this.
Hey, look, there's the ridiculous bullshit fucking shoulders he doesn't need.
Guns.
Next.
Yeah, but the rest of them is fine.
His swords are on fire.
Yeah, he has Fonzie guns.
Next. Next.
Doesn't look bad. I'm gonna stick with the four.
I guess I like that he gives thumbs up while he blows your ass away, but still.
Yep, yeah. Sitting with the four still.
Sorry,
I'm dropping down to a 3.7 on this guy.
Next.
I
think it's the shoulders. I think the shoulders really hurt him last time, and I don't think they're helping him right now.
Yeah.
Maybe if they were like back guns that came up when he was ready to use them or something, but like there's something about him always having them out, like
yeah. It feels like he could fall forward on his face at any fucking minute.
Three.
Yeah, he's leaving the fours for me.
Yeah, I'm at a 3.9.
I'm gonna go 3.7.
Okay, and then we have a
thing. It's like the fact that he's giving everyone thumbs up as he's walking around doing stuff.
So he's a 3.66. Let's keep going.
Alright, the Five Knights version.
Okay.
Alright. Okay.
Of course, can you spot the leader?
Next.
I can clearly.
He's
the biggest motherfucking one.
Okay. I guess the previous picture was the pre-Megazord form or something.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we got here?
Next.
Okay. I don't like your drill nipples.
You leave his Madonna boobs alone.
Well, he also
I was about to crack the Madonna joke.
Yeah,
he also has a gun on top of his boobs.
Well, of course. That's his booby trap.
Next.
Ruin things.
Next. His booby traps are attacking.
That's right.
Nice.
Cue.
Yeah.
Next. Okay.
No, now it's
He's got the triple nipple. Sorry, boobies.
Man. You never thought them Fembot techniques actually worked till you saw this show.
I watched Austin Powers. I've seen how they work. Just because they couldn't kill him doesn't mean they didn't work.
Did he just back up and kill a guy?
Yep.
The guy got fucked. Wait.
Look
at that.
So he has a bunch of shit on his back? Is it what?
Yeah, looks like he backed up and impaled a guy or creature.
That's not even what I'm looking at. This wolf-looking monster looks like it ate another one and it's trying to come out.
No, the wolf looks like it's trying to be the xenomorph.
Yeah. It's multiple. It's a wolf, and then a wolf is coming out of that, and then a wolf is coming out of that. The monsters look like they're probably fucking awesome in this series.
Right.
I can see a lot of high scores for the monsters.
Oh, it was a reverse sword stab. Okay, I see it now because I'm looking at his sword here now.
Yeah.
And then that other picture, he backed up and put the sword behind him and stepped back into the guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are all the things that come together to make it? No, because he's still... No, these are different.
Yeah, those are all different guys.
Okay, that's it for this Five Knights...
And Freddy's?
Guy. Sure.
Give him a 2.5
from me.
3.5. I just keep moving down.
3.2.
And I think I missed a Nick. What'd you say?
I said a 3.
Okay. So that means 3.14. He's a pie. Okay.
Jet.
He's a cow pie. Eh.
I just need to see a different angle.
Yeah,
I've got nothing right now. I've still got nothing.
Next.
Oh, he's upside down.
Blurry as shit, CG.
Next.
Blurry as shit, wow. CG. I think that's it.
Next.
No, okay.
Man, you're not going to get a fair
Dude,
review.
Your photos are not helping you.
Let's go back and find the best one we can.
Right.
I'm assuming it's going to be that one. That's the
clue. It's going to be that one.
Yeah.
That gives us an idea.
Okay, so he has the pterodactyl thingy on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The little wings.
Okay, so he can fly, which is fine.
And he's got punchy
fists, yeah.
Yep.
And now we get, and he also can produce fire and ice.
So he's okay. The Game of Thrones Zord, okay?
That thing on his back kind of looks like a feather sticking out of his like a hat, but it's not. I can tell it. When I first saw it, I thought it was a feather.
Go to the next picture and zoom in a bit. We'll see what we can do with that then.
Well, he's on the clouds, it looks like. That's kind of cool, I guess.
I don't know. He's kind of bumped himself up a little bit with that.
His overall design is... He's fine.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of those... This is one of those guys you have to see in motion without... in fact, I would say that for the whole fucking series. You have to see how they blended the CGI with the guy in the costume. How much is the guy? How much is the CGI? How much is the camera angles and shit like that? And how much the monster is actually selling the footage rather than the fucking robot itself? Because I could tell the fights in this are probably good.
Right.
I can't guarantee it, but I just get a feeling when I'm looking at shit like that backstab and like that reverse stab was really cool and the monsters look neat and...
I'm going to give him a 3.
I don't know. He's kind of moved up a bit for me. He's at a 3.8.
3.3.
3.1. 3.3. Oh, man, I'm falling.
Hey. Somebody got a $1,000 bonus because it's a 3.3.
Alright, next up is...
Marie Needle? I don't know.
Oh.
Next.
Oh.
2.5!
What the...
Yeah, 2.5.
Next. Next.
Oh, two. Shit. Well, this guy did not get helped at all.
No.
3,
because he's what you would expect from this garbage. Exactly,
you need
what
power
it is.
To beat power. You need a better design.
Okay.
It's garbage from King
Garbage
of the Garbage Dynasty.
Well,
stupid.
That's, you gave it a 3 because that's what you expect from this series.
Yeah, from this series.
Well, I already gave 2 zeros, so that must mean this man gets a 0 because that's what I expect from this garbage.
Damn, Shane's adding to the list.
Yeah.
My list
like,
is
exponentially.
Growing. My list is ever growing. I'm forever a hater.
No, apparently you're a confused bean.
Okay, I'm going to start.
Sweet.
I'm falling into the 2 bracket. I actually don't think these designs are super great. But I think that if you are a fan of the series, especially if you're an apologetic fan of the series, you will like these things. So I'm 2.5. That's where I'll start staying for a little while.
Hey, look at that. He's an even 2.
Okay.
See?
Pachigaru?
Pachigaru! Oh, wow.
1.5.
Oh, my God. What is this?
He looks like he's in a boxing ring.
Nice.
Oh, man, I hope that's not boxing.
Oh,
he gets a 1.5. This looks terrible.
Next. Yeah, he's boxing.
Yeah, he's a boxer.
He's a boxer? Oh.
Next.
Oh.
Wait, how did they get the scientist guy from Onimusha on loan?
Hey, no shit, he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, oh Leva!
Oh, okay, I remember that guy, yeah.
And the only reason I remember that is because during all the quarantine sales and shit, I got Onimusha for the Switch.
Oh, dude, it's so good, isn't it?
Right.
Dude, that is a fucking fantastic HD. Holy shit, it's good.
Let's talk about that now.
I beat it.
I bought it.
I bought it. I beat that motherfucker in a single day. I could not stop playing
next.
It.
I had to beat
Yay.
It. I had to beat it in two days, but that's only because I bought it on a Friday before I went to work, played that night, and then woke up Saturday and played it some more.
Okay, so what do we give this punchy Zord?
I wasn't paying attention half the time, so he gets a zero.
Why did they have to do that?
I don't give a fuck. I'll give every single one of these motherfuckers a zero.
It's the little Max Zord, Bill. Go for it.
No, it's fucking not.
Two.
You just spit all over fucking little Max.
2.5.
Sorry, next time Bill sees me, he's going to be like, hey, bro, how's it going? We're like, hey, bro, how's it going? And then I'm going to get decked in the back of the head.
Look, I'm going to give this a 2. However, I'm going to give it a 2 with a footnote. I am going to actually watch this thing fight. Because if it's a boxing Zord, I'm sorry, this may get a 0 from me. Because, I don't know, it probably doesn't come up too often. I have a boxing background. I watch boxing, I enjoy boxing, I know technical boxing, and I have a feeling that this is an unwieldy, fucking awful thing to see in context of being boxing. And I will be very judgmental against it when I watch it.
1.6 for, who's the shitty guy, the French guy from,
What's this fucking guy's name?
Glass Joe?
Yeah, Glass Joe, Bob.
I got you.
Three
I
nights.
Patchy what? What the fuck was that guy's name?
His name was Patchy Garu.
Patchy Garu. I'm going to look him up right now. I'll be back.
Okay. Three nights. We'll just go with the normal mode of the three nights first.
Okay. Tank mode.
That's a butt.
Mm.
Tank mode.
That's tank.
That's a butt.
It is the butt of him. Tank mode.
Tank mode.
Cool. That was
shitting all over your dreams.
Should we wait tank mode or move on?
No, let's just move on. There wasn't anything enough to
say. All I saw was a butt.
Yeah, we saw a butt in two pictures.
Okay, the Anki Rose pink mode of this.
I mean, we've seen worse so far.
And it's got a drill hand. So it can fight Batman.
Next.
Again, we've seen worse.
Pink.
Yep.
Next.
What the fuck?
Does it fight so bad that they removed it from YouTube? I've typed his name in fucking 20 times. I've wrote fight. I put fight before it. I put the fucking... What the fuck is happening right now?
Yes, Bill. That was not that big last picture.
Next.
That's the Banhammer attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I'm throwing all kinds of things shit. I can't find it fighting.
Oh, it's Drachman from Skies of Arcadia. One of his last fucking special moves is his hand turns into like a gigantic hand and just smashes you to death. That's what that move was.
Okay, so pink.
This gets a 4 for the for the Pink Ranger doing the White Mage Banhammer attack.
Even though that's humorous, I can't give it that, but it is basic as shit.
Three.
Yeah.
Shane, you sounded pained when you said three.
It hurt me a little bit, but to be honest with you, it's better than the last ones I saw. So.
Yeah, it's true.
It's
so, yeah,
true.
I'm not gonna.
Three.
All right. So what you got, Bill Guy?
I don't know. I'm still trying to find this thing fighting. I can't fucking go with it. I put Rio Soldier, Pachigaru fight scene. Nothing. Toy reviews. I put just his name. Toy reviews. I put Rio Sloga fight scene, trying to find it the other way. I found a bunch of other stuff, but not him. There's one where he's like painted gold, because I guess that's something you do. I'm going to put a DX in front of it, because whatever. No, that didn't fucking help either. I'm going to write fight scene for stupid fucking punching mech. That's what I'm going to go do next.
Fucking Zord again. How do you spell it?
Pachygaro. It'll pull up in Google. It'll auto-populate.
Wow!
Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
What the... Oh, is that it? Oh! No. No, that's episode 40, battle scene 2. That doesn't help me at all. This guy might get a zero, because he's evidently so fucking awful they don't even want me to see him.
First appearance, episode 27, The Unrivaled Fist. Last appearance, episode 34, The Space Dragon Appears. It showed up in four episodes of this series, Bill.
Wow. He must be awful, because I honestly cannot fucking find a fight scene with him in it.
Do-do-do. Working on it.
Okay, going to Google and punching
in. I'm already in Google.
This guy right here, he gets... Okay, it's not as awful as some of the other shit I've seen. I'll go back up to a 2.5 for this dude. He's fine.
Okay, so altogether that's a 3.1. And what I've found is if you go to Google, Bill, and you type in Pachigaru fight scene, episode 27, the only two things that I've found that might show it is one thing on YouTube where some dude reviewed the episode, and another one where some other dude reviewed the episode.
So as far as I'm seeing, they went out of their way to remove all their shit copyright claims from YouTubes and other sites. So they're watching, because we've been getting weird claims too off still motion pictures lately.
Right.
Because Toei has been claiming shit like crazy.
Three nights.
Oh, and here now that I'm back in the room, it says over here like a whole bunch of the chats saying Toei removed videos, copyright, all kinds of shit.
Next.
Shit.
So they don't even want to see that fucking monstrosity.
Well, I know one place I could go to probably get it.
Just like as soon as fucking Hasbro got a hold of the toys, they saw that we were fucking reviewing the Ninja Turtles, and they flagged all fucking six of our Ninja Turtle videos.
Yep.
They were like, oh, fuck that. They're talking about that next mutation shit.
We don't want them to remember that god-awful show.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, they flagged every single one of our fucking Ninja Turtle Next Mutation videos.
I should probably be looking. Oh, is this a new person?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm still trying to hunt down that thing for Bill.
To be fair, I get that idea that no, they want me to pay to see it, and they don't want anybody else profiting from their intellectual property. I get that. But like, what we do here, we don't get paid for this. We are literally the definition of free advertising.
Yeah.
If you want to shit on us, we'll be more than happy to shit on you back.
Hold on. You said...
Oh, we can shit on Toei as much as we want to with all the blocking and bullshit over there.
Are you saying that they blocked the Next Mutation shit?
No, they flagged all six of our Next Mutation videos.
Okay, because they think we're You said something about intellectual property. Well, there was no intellect that went into that show.
I mean, it's wrong. True. Yeah.
So no, I don't know why. I don't know why they would do that. It's not like you should be proud of that show. You fucking created.
I know how copyright laws work. And they're being overzealous because that's a load of bullshit. There's a lot of shit that has never went public domain that is easily accessed on YouTube.
Yep.
So the three nights are done.
Nah, I'm still to three.
His knees look retarded because they have drills on them.
Right, but at the same time, it goes back to what I was saying earlier. If you were with just this base, which is what we're at, with something like that, you could literally do like a jumping knee strike and stab a motherfucker to death. Well,
it's a little
and
bit
I'd
more
be
practical.
Okay with it.
Because the drills don't go up, he's not actually stabbing himself.
Right.
So to be honest with you, it's more practical when he's running because they stay straight out.
Yep.
So yes, the knee strike would actually be a more practical move.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's going to get a 3-5.
3-3.
Unlike the fucking Dragon Zord thingy with the Megazord, that thing had knees up to its fucking belly button.
Right.
That's not practical.
Give it a 2.8.
3.12 altogether. Moved fuck home.
Going to the blue
mode. Not do a tiger knee. I'm sorry. No way. I know what everybody's thinking. He doesn't do a tiger knee. There is literally no way with the way the drills are pointed. Unless they could point up. Because the knee that he is specifically doing when he does a tiger knee is a Muay Thai strike. And that strike hits with the top of the knee, not the front of the knee.
Yep.
So the drill would not actually work properly with that attack. It's a different form of knee that he's using when you see that in the show. It absolutely has to be.
Yeah. Blue.
It would have to be, like I said, it would have to be like...
Because it can't be a rising knee. The drill wouldn't work properly.
Yeah.
It has to be a thrusting knee.
Yep.
And that's not a tiger knee. A tiger knee is a rising knee.
Next.
Okay.
Next.
Yep, I can't find nothing.
Now, is that thing on his back like a second sword?
No, that's the rest of the dragon that makes up the helmet.
Okay.
I think that's the rest of the dragon, so it's not cool.
I thought that'd be actually cool if he had a second sword.
No, that would have been really cool.
Yeah, it would have been really cool, but that's what all of them have been.
Okay. Next.
Would have been.
That's it for this blue mode.
Okay, leaving it at a 3, because all they did is they just changed out a couple things. It's the same fucking guy.
Yeah, it's fine,
like,
whatever.
He still looks like he can move, so yeah.
Right.
I'll move this one back up to a 3.
Yeah, like, which one was this? Because he looks like a knight to me.
Scissor in the corner here. Trini Ken?
Okay. For me, it just looks like a knight.
I don't know. So either way, we're all in agreement it's a 3, right?
I'm okay with that.
Okay. So yeah, he's a 3. I'm not even doing the math.
Alright.
What? Not doing math?
Tiger Lace.
We're on Earth, these here fucking tigers. The green's a tiger. Holy shit. That motherfucker, is it a saber-toothed tiger?
Probably.
It's hard to tell from that picture. Mm. It's
next.
Green.
Yeah.
I don't like how that's on the chest. It looks more like it should have been on the back.
Next. Next.
It's okay, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting off a lot of this too, is it's okay, I guess. And it's very much like adapting to the crap factor. So far, I don't think I've actually liked any of this except for that red warrior Tyranno mode thing that we saw way back at the beginning.
8 hours ago?
Yeah, this is a 2.5.
2.5. 2.5, yeah.
Keep it the same.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not even that worried about it now.
Cool, then no math. 2.5. Fucking move on.
Fucking move on.
Alright, we're done with this.
I think I like the first one. Not the first one, but in that
main base mode.
Yeah.
Click on that. I think the one we were just on. I think I liked that guy right there that you're on. He's the one I liked. He's the only one I liked, I think, in this entire thing so far.
All right, well, let's go to the last folder and hope to God it's the actual last folder.
Ryuku.
With six folders in it.
Nope,
just six pictures.
Cool.
Oh.
Okay, well, hold on.
This guy looks pretty sweet.
Yeah,
this guy's kind of cool. All
right. You piqued my interest. Now let's continue.
Next.
Now let's get disappointed. Oh, shoots a beam on his chest, okay.
What I expect for these fucking face chest guys.
Right.
He's got a frost breath
weapon, okay.
I don't hate his sword. He gets like a fucking ice fucking...
He grabs a fucking icicle and he's going to hit him with it.
Next.
Okay.
I'm not hating,
knight helmet here.
Not hating this guy.
No, this guy's pretty solid. He's got wings. Yep, he's got wings. He's cool.
I like the light blue color, like the ice blue color.
Yes, I do too. Yeah. I like that idea.
And the silver with the blue works.
And I like the idea of a fire and ice motif, that if those two guys could come together, that would be really cool.
They did.
I wonder if this is the Zord for that one cool guy
that we like. Maybe that was that blue and red dude.
Yeah, it is because you can. Yeah, it is because he shot.
I didn't think he was that cool. I'm talking about if those two guys fought together, not combined together.
Okay, yeah, that would be fine because then you would have an ice and fire. Yeah,
yeah, that I would like. It would be like years ago in Guilty Gear when you had Soul Bad Guy and he teamed up with the lightning dude.
Oh, never mind. Oh, wait, I'm thinking wrong thing anyways.
Soul Bad Guy.
Jin's from Blaze Blue.
Four.
Yeah, Blaze Blue, that's not the same.
Nope.
You know what, this guy's going to go into the four.
Thank you, yes, he got it right there. He knew what I was talking about in the inner Kaiser. God damn it, I can't fucking speak for shit right now. In the fucking chat, he said his name, Kai or whatever.
Kai
Yes. Brabble.
Man, those K's are fucking with you, man. Okay, you know what? Like I said, this guy's going to go in the fours for me, which is rare.
4.8.
He might actually win. Him and the other guy were the closest things to awesome. This guy's going to get a 4.7.
Yeah, I like this dude. Yeah, I'll agree.
Actually, I think he got my highest score, because I think the other guy got a 4.5.
I like him, and I like that fire guy that we saw, the first one, which worries me, because now we're going to put a bunch of shit on this dude and piss me off.
Nope, there is no bunch of shit that goes on this dude. This is all this dude is.
Ooh.
They were smart.
Stay like that. Don't piss me off.
Look at that. All right. Look at that. This dude's like, I don't want that other shit.
That's another reason why I gave this dude a 4.8.
I'm strong the way I am.
I'm at a 4.5.
I like his aesthetic. He's fine so far. I've liked two guys.
All right. And then what did you say, Scotty?
Originally I said 4, but it's like, I'll go 4.4.
Okay.
That's a solid.
That man is a 4.62.
I think he won.
He did.
Maybe. I don't know. Riding on cars.
Okay, I liked two of them. Yay!
I shit on four of them. I don't think that's not the record. I've dropped more
far from the record is the Minecraft bots episode. I'm pretty sure. where all of them got zeros.
It was either that, or it was one of the first times that we started seeing this, I changed my leg to the hand, and I changed my hand to the head, and all that bullshit.
No.
And Seamus just like, fucking zero. Fucking zero.
Now, if we are not, if we are not in a huge rush, I do not mind sitting here for a little bit longer. They're asking if we would open it up to a QA session, but we're going to pick questions pretty carefully.
Okay, hold on. I got to
open chat. That's up to you guys.
Okay, Super Wiki wants to know what we meant by dots for the buggy build folders. So, when you're typing in a name for a file, if you put a period anywhere in there and anything after, it changes the file format. Because it tries to make it something different.
Yeah.
So like, dot. If you open up a text file so and you type in tacos, just are great.
Can you click into that and remove the dot?
He already tried that.
Yeah.
Change it just to image 2, and I'm just trying to do anything I can to recover the image, but I don't think you could save it yet. I think it's already been formatted and changed in a way that you can't change it back.
Yeah, because the file size is 1 fucking kilobit.
Right, which means it's dead.
Yeah.
Yep. It's completely corrupted. So, when you're doing something like that, say you open up a text file, and you type in, tacos are fucking delicious.
Agent Writers and then is you, the first question that I see here. Go ahead, keep going. I'm just keeping it.
And you type in tacos.exe. It's going to try to turn that text file into an executable file.
And when your taco doesn't work, it pisses you off.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like, it won't do anything, but it will attempt to turn it into an executable file.
The taco's whole purpose of
or if you type in .bat, it becomes a .bat file. If you type in .something else, it doesn't really recognize it, and because there was also a .png in the save file type, that's also another thing.
We opened up, there was a group that wanted to start sending us some stuff.
Because that we weren't doing cut down a good on what enough we were job. Doing,
and we have accepted some help, and we're getting the system under control little bit by little bit. And this is the first time that we've had one of these folders sent to us where it didn't work.
Yep.
Yeah,
this is the very first time. We've never had this issue.
Right.
And it happens to be one of the biggest one episodes, too, because build's supposed to be like a 2-hour-long episode.
But, one of the questions right now is favorite writers. I imagine that's out of what we've seen so far. I still, even now, after everything that we've seen, I tend to like... I'm trying to remember what his name was. Is he Super One?
What, the cowboy-ish one?
I'm going to look him up real quick so I know for sure. Yes, I like Super One. Now, this is not based on anything but what he looks like. I really liked Super One. I thought he was fucking awesome. He's very simple. He's original. He's got the red scarf. He's got a perfect color scheme with the silver into like a white-esque sheen. He's got the cowboy tassel things on his gloves. Goofy, yes, but I really liked his design. He is easily one of my all-time favorite looks.
We have reviewed so many writers that I can't remember half of them. I remember some of them, obviously, but...
I remember that we hated Stronger with the burning passion of 1,000 exploding suns.
Shane, don't lie. We all know that your favorite writer was Gangan G.
Probably.
Was that the one with the stupid grabby arm?
No, he's that the was dude that the Ninja Turtle. Ninja Turtle writer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure. I'll go with that one. only because I remember him very well, and the rest of them, like I said, man, so many episodes, I'd have to go back and look at them all again before I could, answer that. But just in
we
case,
got a question about somebody wanting to send us the Kamen Rider Henshins to have us watch them in motion. We won't be able to watch them on stream.
Well, yeah, see, that's the problem is right now, like we just said, they're calling and claiming, and we've been claimed multiple times, and we are the literal definition
of not a
of
threat.
Fucking, fair use. All we do is pictures, none of them move, and we're only literally, our show is for educational and satire purposes.
Yep.
We're the literal standing definition of free use, and even we are getting tagged all the time. I don't understand how other channels, no, I do understand, it's because they're bigger than us, so they can do whatever the fuck they want to do, because they're bringing revenue to the actual business at hand, so the business won't attack them. But we are getting copyright claims like a motherfucker on just showing pictures.
Yeah, and if that's bad enough when you're showing a still frame of picture.
And then other series, like other guys out there, they could show an entire fucking fight scene and talk over the fight scene, and that's okay. They don't get tagged. But that's because they're way bigger than we are. We're a small show, and as a small show, they're not about to give us any leeway whatsoever.
By the way, for the three people that asked, we're in Discord right now. There's a Phantom Knight community and a Fandom with Repload Bill community.
Yep. We've
now,
had those
Fandom Knight community
for a while.
It's been fairly dead weight for a long fucking time.
Yep.
It's mainly because nobody
gets in there.
But the Fandom with
Repload Bill community, I'm on there almost literally every single day. Even if I don't talk, I'm more than likely on there every single day. I post random pictures and random topics all the time. And every now and then, maybe about once or twice a month, I get in on the voice chat program in there, and I've even talked to a couple of fans in there, where I just hang out and talk shit.
And I'm also there, so be careful when you click on two of the
now,
the boards.
Yes, that needs to be said.
There is some NSFW.
My Discord contains adult material. And some of it is very Sethery.
Yep.
Not Sethery. You won't see Sethery's junk. Don't worry. He's not paying rent on my Discord.
Right.
But
which is why I have this covering the left side over here, because there's some...
Yes, there's some stuff that happens in my Discord.
Oh, don't worry. I didn't click out of Discord. Besides,
there.
You covering shit up isn't going to mean shit when I go to my actual desktop and show people what the fuck is going on, Scotty.
Yep.
Oh boy!
But
now,
there are links.
If you have Facebook, and you're on the Sentai Review Facebook thing, I will drop the link in there today so that people can get in. I only drop the link, and it's only good for one day when I do it. So,
that's what I'm doing right now too.
I don't do a permanent link because I try to kind of monitor who gets in there. Rather than just having everybody in there all the time. I'm more than fine with fans coming in there, but look, our show's not for kids. My Discord isn't either. I'm going to say shit in there. We're going to talk sometimes, and we're going to post shit. And if you can't fucking handle it, I don't give a fuck.
And every now and again, there's going to be some boobies. So make sure you're not looking when there's kids in the room.
There we go. I'll just keep spamming it for the remainder of the.
Oh, there we go. It's a Gundam question.
No, we're not taking Gundam questions.
I saw that, and I don't see. Here's the thing. The real question becomes: could a Gundam fight an Ava unit? And here's the thing: while Ava units seem really cool, if a vibrating knife can penetrate the shield and kill an Ava unit, I think a Gundam would rip through an Ava unit like it wasn't even standing there. An RX-78-1 should rip right through a Gundam, should rip right through an Ava like it's not even there. Because that question really comes down to, could Ava fight Gundam? And I don't think Avas would even stand a chance. For one, even the first Gundam can nearly fly in Earth's atmosphere. So that's pretty much the end of it. And some of the Gundam's weapons, like if a vibrating knife can cut that shield and kill it, I don't see why their saber couldn't do the same thing. Or a Heat Hawk, for that matter. I wouldn't be surprised. Now, I will say a Zaku would probably get thrown around because Ava units are fast, but I think a squadron of Zaku could probably take down an Ava unit. It would not surprise me. Because the military can't seem to fight the Avas in that series, but the military is nowhere near the technological prowess of the Federation. Favorite Sentai or Power Ranger motifs? You talking like gimmicks, like dinosaurs and shit like that?
I like the cops and robbers.
Shane likes pirates.
Pirates was pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
But the Lupin Rangers were dope.
Ah, trains were kind of nifty, to be fair. And, of course, they've done ninjas 8,000 times because ninjas, sadly, just work.
Yeah, it's just a simple design that works. Yeah. It almost always works. You're right. It's very simple, but I like the designs for the Ninja Storm. And even though I hated them, the Alien Rangers designs were simple and they worked just perfect.
And then, of course, above that was favorite rider bikes. And to be fair, there was only a handful of those.
No, we've seen a lot of them. It's just hard to remember.
I want to say it was the first 8 or 9 seasons had bikes, and then from there on, the writers almost did fucking Ghost Rider, where any type of mechanical equipment or animal or whatever he's on basically becomes his, vehicle at that point, with vehicle and hard quotations. Because that was one of the things that, made me laugh, because everybody was given, back when it first came out, we did the review, the second Ghost Rider movie, because he jumps in that giant fucking crane and starts fucking with shit, and it turns into, a giant flaming demon death crane, and people are like, that was so fucking stupid, and I'm like, he's a Ghost Rider.
Yeah, it's the idea that people got used to the motorcycle thing. They right. loved the idea of the motorcycle. And while the motorcycle is really cool, we can't look past the fact that rider does not mean motorcycle rider. The Ghost Rider, whatever he happens to be riding, becomes a part of that power. Like, one guy rode an elephant, and there's another guy that rode a skeleton flaming horse. Really yep. cool, by the way. So anything that he rides, if he decides to ride a fucking riding lawnmower, he's going to mow the shit up out of your grass.
And burn half of it, too. I'd love to see that, actually. Fucking geriatric fucking Avengers, everybody in the old folks' home. He's in, almost like an Xavier-style wheelchair, but it's all, fucking flames, and he's racing Xavier.
Oh, my God, it would be fucking sweet.
That would be the fucking most great, I would probably actually literally piss my pants while I was laughing at that. That would be awesome.
He's, racing people down the hall for pudding, fucking leaving fire tracks behind him and shit.
Right.
Oh man, it's so good. That would be fucking awesome.
Mac had to go wake Mary up.
Yes, we're doing that show in the future. Yes, there's no doubt about it. I saw that come Garo's up a couple
on
of times.
The pile.
It is without a doubt on the pile, and the folders are being built. Yes, 100%.
Yep.
There's so much stuff coming up. It's outrageous.
Yeah, wheelchair Ghost Rider, yeah. That would be fucking
We got episodes for days.
For millennia, to be fair.
Nope, episodes for days.
You talked about the 79 mechs. The next step would be to include some of the stuff from the expanded. Not getting too crazy, but I'd do some of the variants. And I think I'd step into the side series and maybe the stuff that helped to form the Titans, we'd talk about the Stardust memory suits if we went further.
Days we should just say fuck it and just get a stream going of us playing Gundam one night.
Yeah, I'm on there True. Quite literally every single night right now. I've even put out the call to do private rooms where we would just hang out and play Gundam Battle Operations 2. It's on the PlayStation 4. It's yep. fucking free. I'm on there almost every single night lately. I at least do the dailies every single day
And then sometimes me, Bill, and Greg will sit there and play for like 6 hours.
Yep, I was hoping to start setting up some private rooms to just hang out and play. And we already have a clan on Battle Operations 2. I think it's, is it TFK, the TFK Fandom Night?
Yeah, well, it's TFK is the code for it. I don't remember right off the top of my head. I think it's just Fandom Night.
Fandom Night, but I think our code for it is TFK.
Yep.
Okay. So we're already on there.
And to be fair, while I can't play, I mean, I suppose I really should fucking re-download it and at least log in and get the fucking login shit.
Especially right now, because they've been doing a whole lot of fucking free giveaways. Like, I got Char's helmet and face piece. I got a cowboy hat. Again, I got that massive fucking 17 suit. It was like a 17 draw where they gave you 11 for free, and then they did another 11 for free, because they did one for the download, then they did another one for like a celebration thing, and now they've been giving away a suit a day for free every time you log in. They're doing that for like a week.
So yeah, I probably should just pop on real quick and just try to re-download it.
They've been giving away shit like crazy on that game.
Alright, let me pause Yoshi real quick here then. Okay, there we go.
Hold on, I had to pause this dinosaur.
Basically what I'm doing. I'm pausing fucking Yoshi on my Switch. Let me.
And I've debated this.
Inputs.
I've debated this, but I haven't done it. There's the possibility that I may start another kind of show where I collect imagery. There's no other way to say it. I have thousands upon thousands of, like, anime, comic book images, all kinds of stuff. My computer, my picture folder is fucking ridiculous. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. It's well over 380 gigabytes of just pictures of shit. I have comics, cool stuff, cosplay, crossovers, elves, funny shit, games, manga, movies, all kinds of shit. I thought about doing a show that's kind of like this, where we just look at our images and we talk about it. But I thought about doing it for the most random, where it just comes up and I would do it on the Discord and just talk about whatever images I'm randomly throwing in there. And it would be very fucking random.
Oh, you mean if I did that here on my random pictures?
Yeah, my pictures put you to shame. I see 808 items. That's child's play. My items drop is 1,133 folders in the first, and then 42,210 in the first group of folders, and that's just for anime.
I would check mine, but knowing my luck, I'd accidentally grab something that would get the stream killed and the channel completely destroyed. So
I'm not touching images. I've been collecting images since my first 95 computer, and because I save all those drives, and I've been slowly transferring them into this new computer, like, I have a ridiculous amount of stuff.
All right, so
I could do an outrageous show of whatever comes up in the random drives.
So there's a few things for me that came up in the chat. First off, Kane versus Undertaker. No. Undertaker's a bit too old to start actively competing every week and stuff like that. Plus the guy who's Kane
right now.
Yeah, like, one guy asked that. But the guy who's Kane is also being the mayor in what, Knox County somewhere?
Something like that, yeah.
I know that. So they were asking about doing it now, or were they asking what you thought about it from in the past?
Do you want to see Kane versus Undertaker again? And I'm like, no.
Oh, I see it right here, Scott. Yeah. Do you want to see it again? Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're talking like right now with those guys being in, like, isn't Undertaker like 60 something?
Yeah, he's probably only got like one match left in him left, probably.
If
he hasn't already.
Yeah.
He's probably like, no, too old.
Well, if the last one with AJ that was all fucking pre-taped so he could take breaks in between, you know, each one of the scenes. Yeah, that was probably going to be the last
20 minute break. Fake elbow,
50-minute break. I think it's because I'm into things like boxing and mixed martial arts and kickboxing and, like, I know that there comes a time, and I don't want to shit on older people. I don't, because fuck, I'm not going to be young forever. But like, it's a young man's sport. Like, you can't take a 23-year-old in their prime bad motherfucker and have him fight a 65-year-old dude and have it be convincing. Yes, it's true that sometimes the world has been shocked. Nobody expected George Foreman to win the belt, okay? Nobody. Literally fucking nobody went into that fight saying, it's going to be a fucking knockout. Foreman's taking the heavyweight title. But it does happen. The reality of the situation is usually not that way, though. Fighting is a young man's game. And while, yes, wrestling is choreographed, it is not as easy as you pick this guy to win so he automatically wins. There is a major physicality to that, and I'm going to put this in very hard quotations, sport.
Yep.
There is a reality to it. And if you can't handle the reality, which when you're 65 years old, you kind of can't handle the reality, you can't win.
Yep. And there's two caveats to that. First is I didn't mean to laugh, but you said you're not going to be young for forever. Yeah, we know. You almost broke a rib sneezing one day.
My ass. I did. I sneezed so fucking hard. It wasn't a maybe. I did. I went and got checked because I woke up and I was really fucking hurting bad. I went and got checked, and yes, I did crack a rib when I fucking sneezed.
Ooh, fuck.
And then they dropped him to his knees.
Yeah,
and then, I could not fucking believe it. That's why it took me out. Because yeah. I was sitting there on the couch, and it was just, it had to be the way I was laying. Because I was laying on my side, and I had those pillows, and I was cropped up to the side there. And then I sneezed, and as soon as I did, my body kind of jarred forward, and I felt a pop. And I was like, oh, that hurt. And then it started hurting more. And then it started hurting more. And I was like, oh, fuck. I'm going to get out of this position. And I stood up, and it straight took me to my knees. Like, I've been softer than that.
Like, mm-hmm. And we made fun of him as dangerous. He was going up the stairs.
Yep. But yeah, and then the other caveat is, trust me, I could speak from experience. I used to wrestle. I was in backyard wrestling, started training to go legit in the ring in indie circuits, and fucked up my back from doing a move wrong and said, nope, done with that. Plus, real life called and said, hey, you've got bills. And I said, oh, yeah, I kind of need that money. I can't really drop everything for that dream.
Yeah, you got to pay bill rent.
No, I pay my own rent.
He ain't naked over here, man.
Yeah, yep. I'm naked over here.
I pay my rent and my property taxes. I could go skinless if I wanted to. It don't matter.
Skinless. Oh, God. That would hurt.
Fucking be looking like that scene out of fucking Hellraiser.
Bill would just be like, take a step. Okay, I think I'm good. Step. Bill, put your skin back on. Fuck you!
Oh, shit.
Good times. Damn, we've been going for an hour and a half.
Yep.
I figured I would just round it out till about 1 o'clock.
Well, I've still got to get a shower. So that way I can go do stuff today, because I got to go get stuff done.
Scott, you might know this. Do we know what the next superhero costume is for us?
As in our superheroes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like legit superheroes.
We did Batman, we did Spider-Man.
I might try and gather together Wonder Woman. That might be it so far.
Did we do Flash?
Yeah.
We did do Flash, sorry. Okay. So we've done 4 of them, yeah.
It's like, I thought we did Flash, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, because we did that one special for Shane.
Because, yeah, okay, if we did Wonder Woman has a couple, to be fair. It's not going to be very many. Yeah. There's like one in the, of course, we'd get Linda Carter. We do the girl in the 80s. I'm sorry, I can't remember her name. There was when they tried to bring it back and they did the unaired pilot when they tried to bring her back to TV for a while. I think that was that 2000 something, like 2003 or some shit?
I don't remember. I remember the pilot listing.
Yeah. So that wouldn't even be a big episode. You're probably looking at like six people.
I could do a 2-in-1. Could have Wonder Woman and Supergirl.
Yeah, I guess.
Could.
Supergirl's got what? 2, maybe 3?
Just depends on what I can dig up.
No, I think that's what it is. You have a Supergirl movie. I don't remember her ever appearing in any of the black and white material. Well, okay, you got her in, like, Smallville, but
yeah, small
she automatically just gets a fucking 3. It's street clothes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there's, when she first appears, she's wearing that black suit thing. So you got, like, 3, maybe 4 of her as well.
Yeah.
Batgirl, I think, has more appearances than Supergirl, in all honesty. And I think she's about the same. She's 3 or 4.
Live action appearances?
Yeah, in terms of live action appearing in things. Because you figure you got the 60s.
Right.
You got that fucking Birds of Prey, but she looks good in that.
Yep.
You have an awful, awful fucking Batman movie.
Yep. And then you said Supergirl? Live
yeah.
Action. You have the new show, obviously. You have the awful 80s movie.
But they live in space in a crystal at the bottom of the lake.
That's not space, Bill. That is.
You're looking for me. You better check under the lake sea. That is where you'll find me.
You know, Sorry. You know, if they would have just had her come from space and not the lake, the movie still would have sucked, but I wouldn't have given as much shit.
Oh, come on. It's parked right next to the Dragon Zord in the Ocean River Lake.
Yeah. Dude, when they introduce Supergirl in that 80s movie, it is fucking amazing.
It's so fucking amazing. You see her leave on a ship, leaving the fucking city. You see her in a ship leaving the city.
And the city is very much in like a nexus in space.
And then some shit happens. And then all of a sudden she comes out of the fucking lake already dressed like Supergirl.
And dry.
So I'm sitting there like, and when I seen it, I was like, where the fuck you come from? Because, okay, I get it. You crash landed in the water. That makes sense that you would come up from the water. That makes sense. But it doesn't because there was no showing you crashing into the lake. You just appeared out of the lake. Second, you weren't wearing the Supergirl suit. You were wearing weird Kandorian fucking pajamas. Or whatever the fuck their gowns things they wear on Krypton. Or, that's not Krypton, it's technically...
It's so good!
So I was like, okay, you showed me, but you didn't... You didn't show me shit. You showed me bad stuff. There was no in-between. You gotta show the in-between stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Scott. How are we doing on the tokusatsu stuffs?
Tokusatsu.
Well, there's still quite a bit of the old stuff we haven't covered yet, so...
Ooh, maybe we should do some of those at some point soon.
Yeah, we have some ancient ass... Like, we have some really good fallbacks. I think we're still... I thought I saw some of it. Some of the old, like, tokusatsu old shit.
I'd be down for some of those at some point, just not today.
Yeah. Right now, I gotta log off. So... I'll probably still be in chat if the video's going to keep going.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, I know I'm going to have to drop out here shortly. I'm waiting for the shower to open up. I'm not leaving yet, you daft bastard.
Bye.
Kill yourself.
It's the only time you can call me any kind of bastard.
Weapons are on the agenda. We are supposed to talk about weapons.
Those are going to be really short episodes.
We're also supposed to talk about morphers.
Also going to be very short episodes.
I mean, it depends. I mean, truth be told, morphers and weapons, we might be able to get about 25, maybe 30 minutes out of them, maybe. It just depends on how much we actually have to critique on them. And if they're really bad, like Scoopy Bucket Hands, might take a little bit longer because a lot of people go, man, fuck this!
I'm assuming those episodes are probably going to take 5 to 10 minutes each.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It Except depends. For the, you know, the shows with like 13 motherfuckers to beat a motherfucker.
In terms of when we start watching the show, that's not too long at all. Yeah. By the time we reach the last writer folders, when we're on the very last one, we will start watching the shows because we're going to do the shows just like we have been in 15 episode bites. That'll make it a 3-part review, and oh boy. That first one is going to be fucking huge.
Right.
Watch Galaxy Rangers for 15 episodes is going to be nothing. Dude, this will be a big conversation, and I have a huge fucking fan theory that puts a lot of Power Rangers into perspective here in America as to what our show is supposed to be. Because I think I know what the Galaxy Rangers are, why they are where they were, and what was really going on in our show that was, hey, it was hidden in the background that they were never talking about because Zordon fucking lies.
Zordon lying? Oh, no.
Dude, I think I know what the Galaxy Rangers were. I really do. And I think I know why they are where they are. I think I know what was going on with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Like, it's going to be a hell of a first episode to talk about.
Well, it depends on what happens. Like I said, if we can knock out the last two writers in a day.
Is it two writers?
It's not going to be a day.
Because yeah,
we've already been told Bill is going to be about 2-hour episode at minimum.
Because when's Build? Is that...
That's the next one.
Well, yeah, but I mean, is that 2017 or is that 2018?
2017,
2018. Okay, well...
Yeah, we've got about like 3-4 writers left.
No, we only have 2 writers left. If I saw what I saw, we only have 2 writers left.
Well, you saw his folder.
That's all I see is his folder.
That's what I mean. His folder is not a guarantee of content right now. Because
right,
we don't have everything.
Okay. Well, I can't imagine.
Because if that's 2017, then there'd be a 2018, and then there'd be a 2019, which would be 3 more guys. And if we get to like a 2020,
which is still going. Yeah.
But so I highly doubt that. Because yeah, you're right. It'd still be going. So that would be 3 guys. That would be 3 more weeks. So I mean, we might be 2.5-ish months out, maybe? And then, yeah.
Lightspeed Rescue? No. I do not think Billy helped make the Lightspeed Rescue powers, and I will be talking about that, too, because it goes into the Galaxy Rangers, and it goes into something that we discussed in space. I have a huge theory on that one as well. I think the Lightspeed Rangers exist... In terms of where we are, what we've reviewed, I think the Lightspeed Rangers technically exist right now. I think they do. I think they have not gone into service. I think they exist right now. Because we've been talking about, of the world and how they would perceive this fucking superheroes that have nuclear arsenal and how they would actually handle something like Megazords that trounce through their cities and all the damage and everything that the Earth had to have sustained during this essentially a war that has been going on that the U.S. government and the rest of the governments around the world seem to have zero say in how that war goes. I think that's changing, and I think that there's something going on in the background. There's no way that Lightspeed Rescue happens right after Lost Galaxy, and it only took like a year for them to set all of that up. I think they were already building that underground installation probably even during space. And I think I know where those Zords and a lot of the technology would have come from. Because it hit me something that's been happening in every Ranger series, and we never talk about it. We never fucking talk about it. But it happens in every single Ranger series. I know how the government has morphing technology. I know exactly how they would have it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll say it. I don't want to give away and make my episode lesser, but,
Well, then save it.
No, well, what has happened at the end of every single fucking series?
Stuff explodes and they get a new power.
Interesting. Stuff explodes and they get a new power. Where's it go?
Oh, yeah, that makes
sense.
When
they chop a Megazord arm off, or they kick a Megazord to pieces and leave it in the city, like, you know, the Thunder Megazord and the White Tiger that literally fell apart, fell into pieces and just was left there. The Rangers don't come by with bulldozers and pick that shit up. Where's it go?
The government.
It goes to the government.
Tatsu Uncle Sam rolls in and goes. Gets it.
No, they pick that's it up and they bring it to the... Uncle Sam.
Well, but that's why Tatsu School of Construction has all of the government contracts.
I think that Lightspeed Rescue is a government installation created from reverse engineering the technology of the Power Rangers. Well, because in every single season, we leave shit behind, whether it be weapons, whether it be broken Megazords. Broken don't mean it don't work. It means it's broken.
It means it don't work the way it used to could.
And this is not a rare thing. This is not a rare thing. Just in the industry that I work in alone, if somebody builds a thing like a bulldozer, if they make a thing, sometimes the other company that is behind will buy that bulldozer and tear it apart. Specifically to reverse engineer it.
Yep.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because you are right about one thing for sure. Lightspeed Rescue is a government-funded operation.
I think the government right now, in terms of what our show is, because yes... we have easy answers, like, oh, it's not in the footage or whatever. But here's the thing. When you talk about the show that we're talking about, in Power Rangers, you have to keep this in mind. Super Sentai never happened. It's not a thing. In our continuity, there is no Super Sentai. There's Power Rangers, and it starts with the Mighty Morphin. One day, giant monsters and giant fucking mecha that was thought to be impossible showed up on our planet. And then those Zords got destroyed and they got dropped out on the city. And the Power Rangers don't go collect that shit. They just left it there and went for the power. Mm-hmm. Or they went to fucking Ninjor and they were like, hey man, our shit is broken. And the bad guys don't collect it either. Because when Rito comes down and he fucks up the Zords and literally pulls them to pieces and drops them in the city, he didn't pick them up and take them. He was just like, I did it, and then he went home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you think the government would be like, oh, well, man, I hope they come get their Zords, because it's kind of like sitting in our city.
That's like anything. That's like in real life, though.
See that, though. There's a fucking broken Zord with like 80 parking tickets along the side and a boot on it.
Fucking boot on it, because that's going to do something.
Somebody better come get this shit right now.
No, the meter maid's like staring at it for a second, and then staring at the boot, and then staring at the Megazord. And they just walk over to their little cart, fucking grab their little walkie, goes, I need a bigger boot.
Yeah, they just come by and like put a parking ticket on it every day. Like, I don't think they're getting the message. I really wish they'd come pick up this fucking White Tiger arm.
Fucking finally they go back and grab it. And they're like, what's all these tickets?
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere, just a police officer shows up at the command center, pounds on the door, Alpha opens it up. Yeah, you guys have a summons to court?
Yeah.
What? Here's all of your unpaid parking tickets. We have a warrant for your arrest.
Zordon, we got a summons to go to court. Tell them I'm no. Well,
if I had to guess what's actually going on, is since the end of the Thunder era, we've been having mechs get destroyed, and we've been leaving their parts in the city. The government comes along, and of course, like the state and whatnot comes along to start fixing the city. Well, they're going to collect all that shit, just like at the end of the whole invasion thing in Marvel, where they left behind a bunch of alien technology.
Yep, and the government came in. That's what would happen in real life.
Yeah,
when alien invasion happened, and there was alien technology all over the fucking city, the government would sweep right in and take that shit. Mm-hmm.
So if you stop and think about it, that means that as far back as the Thunder era, the government has been prepping and studying the Power Ranger technology, because even as far back as the Mighty Morphin era, they know what happens when these kids lose control, or when just one Ranger turns against the city. So what ends up happening is they take this stuff and they're reverse engineering it, and I think they've been building that underwater installation all the way back since Thunder, when they started taking Megazord parts. And why? Because they have to have a place to store the shit and work on it. It has to be undisturbed. They don't want the rest of the world sweeping in and taking it from them either, because sadly that's the way the world politics work. And so this all combines to make a situation where they have a secret government installation being built underwater that is studying Ranger technology.
Well, it's not just.
And if Billy can figure it out, now Billy has help, but if Billy can figure it out, he cannot be the only smart guy on the planet.
No.
There are other people possibly employed by the government that were probably brought in, given this technology, and said, if this shit goes rogue, we have to be able to stop this shit. How do we do it?
Well, as you know, any new series that comes out, once it hits Netflix, I watch it for a little bit.
Yeah.
The newest one that we got on Netflix is that Power Rangers Beast Morphers. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Government-wise, they control the morphing grid, because it's set in the future, and they figured out how to convert the infinite power of the morphing grid into physical substance called Morphex. They can channel. They know how to pull from the morphing grid now.
Right. And see, that's exactly what I mean is, yeah, I'm telling you, Lightspeed Rescue, they haven't morphed yet, but that technology has been being conceived for a long time.
And I think
that when we get to Lightspeed Rescue, we're going to have an interesting conversation, because I think that shit has been around for a while. Hasn't had a reason to launch until all of a sudden there were no Rangers on the planet.
Yep.
And a big problem happened, and then they were like, well, shit, what do we do? Because obviously there are fucking monsters here, but all of a sudden our vigilante crazy superheroes that come from the sky are not coming from the sky.
But that also means that...
Because the Rangers at that point were not on planet, they were over in the Lost Galaxies.
Right. And to be honest with you, I think that Lightspeed Rescue starts the whole military thing.
Yeah.
Look at Time Force. And I know it's the year 3000, but they have a police force. They have the Morphers. And then you look at SPD. SPD takes place in the year that we're in right now, 2020.
Yeah, okay.
And they are a police force that has the morphing power.
Well, see, the morphing grid, we're being asked, interesting, who builds the morphing grid? Nobody. The morphing grid exists. It's an infinite power source. It's like the fucking Speed Force.
The morphing grid has been around since...
You have to know how to tap into it, and that is the reverse engineering of Ranger technology.
The morphing grid has been around.
And we just got a hit in here. SPD is 2025.
Is it 2025? I could have sworn they said 2020.
Okay, quick thing before I forget.
Yeah.
I haven't awarded any stream points this episode. I didn't do it last episode either, but that's fine. 100,000... Shane Hug points goes to Rusty Shackelford for the epic name. Goddamn right. I'm allowed to give out points the way I fucking want to.
Wow.
You're one step closer to getting a hug.
You only need 999,900,000 more points.
My hugs are not cheap.
Yeah, I guess
for
so.
Me. Because my pelvic thrust will make his pelvic thrust.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you want a Seth hug, that's only 200 million points.
Not as special, but still nope. Pricey.
It's a way better hug, honestly. Seth's got a lot of hug to give.
It's a warmer, gentler hug.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it Seth's is gentle, because I usually fucking squeeze and lift.
Yep. Seth is bear hug, but he's a squishy teddy bear hug that will also crack your spine.
Unless you're Shane at my a house, bony and hug. then it's a nakey hug, and you might not want a nakey hug.
Well, no, that costs extra stream points. Dude.
I pay my rent. I do what I want.
Oh my God!
Nobody's gonna want a nakey hug from you.
Oh no, there's probably someone out there that wants a nakey hug from Seth.
Nobody's gonna want a nakey hug.
Be fair, only want a hug.
There might be some chubby chasers in our group. You never know.
This Andy Gutierrez doesn't want a Seth hug now.
He thought about it. He was like, "That might be nice." No.
Wait, nudity? Nope.
Oh, he wants.
Although I did say Mike, extra. It would have to be at my house, and very rarely am I at my house to meet anybody.
Well, they want my hug.
Yep, they want the Shane hug.
What if Spencer Seth? Like, what if we get him? Like a, one of those, like in the Japanese, in the doujinshi, like when you buy a doujinshi and they just put that one black line that barely covers anything, like what if you're getting one of those that he can wear? Then he's censored.
We'll give him a censor bar, but it doesn't save you from his ass.
Well, I mean, if it's cold enough, I can self-censor, but that's another story. Have to be pretty damn cold.
Oh, no!
Oh, shit!
Gotta be in the negatives, and you get, like, 3 seconds of a hug, and I gotta go back in. Fuck you. It's too cold.
All right.
Oh, shit. Okay, so we're being asked our favorite Power Rangers theme song.
I already know that one for Bill.
And the monster growing method that we like the most.
Well, for the song, I already know Bill's. It's from Mystic Force. It's that
Zio.
Pop rap.
Zio.
Zio, really?
Yeah, I don't know why I love that music. The way that starts, the way it takes us into a new era, expands the continuity, and it does that fucking beginning, that, oh, it's so good, when all the lights come on and it goes, oh, and it fucking does that Zio, and it dun, 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 and then it kicks you in. It takes all the nostalgia that you've been with for all your life here, and then it jumps it into a whole new era and, like, just ramps everything to literally the next level. I love that opening.
My favorite, I have two favorites. One of them is In Space. Love that opening. And this one is from a show, the series is bad, but the opening, I don't care. The opening is good. It's the only good thing about the series is Lightspeed Rescue. I love the opening theme for that show.
Really?
Oh, I love it. I think it's one of the best ones, in my opinion.
Wait, we're doing Lost Galaxies next, right?
Lost Galaxy is next.
That's our next series, yes.
I was about to be like, oh, man, Nick's sick for the next month and a half when we get to
you wanna watch
fucking it. Light
you
speed. Want, yep.
You want to see Viper? She's awesome.
Not Light Speed Rescue. I don't want to see all that.
Right. Well, for me, in terms of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, I would have to agree that it would end up being Zio for the best theme. But in terms of the actual Sentai, I would definitely have to say that my favorite theme would end up having to be Kyuranger. Like, I still have that on my phone as, like, one of my alarm clocks.
Yeah, the Kyuranger one was pretty good. I did enjoy that. I'll have to go with Zio also. But that's because I'm lame and I don't really remember much past Zio. I also remember I stopped watching sometime shortly after Zio.
Now, when you're talking
I'm pretty sure I only watched part of In Space and that was it. And I was like, I'm done with this.
When you're talking about favorite monster growing method, dude, I'm old school, man. Rita. Throwing that staff down in the exact same spot every single time.
Oh, yeah. The magical spot of growing.
Dude, she never misses that spot.
I tell you, I don't like the robot.
Oh.
Throw a fucking robot at you, and then he, spits on you, and you grow big?
Yeah, it spits on you or whatever. Yeah, that's
stupid. Get bigger.
Well, in Turbo, they shoot a fucking torpedo at you.
Ow! Yeah.
That's what fucking Rita was trying to do in the movie. She was like, grow.
Yep.
Grow. And they were like, oh, what the fuck are you doing?
For me, that one is just, I don't know, for me it's just the Rita one. It's simple, throw the staff down, you grow.
No, I tend to like Zed's grow bombs more than Rita's staff.
The grow bombs are pretty great.
Well, for us, Rita started it, so she's OG growing lady.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of at a toss-up because I do like the staff, but at the same time, I do like the bombs. Like, most of the others are eh.
Wait, Seth. I have an idea. Daft bombs.
To be fair...
No, because it would grow it twice as big.
Well, no, because now you're throwing multiple staves, which means more than the monster is growing.
Nope, just one staff bomb. The staff hits, it explodes.
I just realized how fucking terrible that sounds. The monster is growing.
Giggity.
Oh, well.
Favorite Power Ranger villain, not Mighty Morphin Power Ranger?
That's us. We're at 1 o'clock. I'm going to go into the Facebook here, go to the Sentai review.
And I'm going to go into the internet.
Oh. And one more thing. We'll bow. One more time.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.